there have been a number of efforts in Arizona, including at the ballot box, to give the state increased control over certain lands and environmental measures. Now the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is moving forward with an attempt to take over One Clean Water Act program, despite some challenges that may introduce. With me to talk about that effort is Elizabeth Whitman of the Phoenix New Times. Elizabeth, first, what are the specifics of what ADEQ is trying to do?
So the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality wants to take over a program that's part of the federal Clean Water Act that would regulate permits, or that currently regulates permits for projects that want to dredge or fill in waterways like canals, streams, wetlands. And the department is very gung-ho about taking responsibility for this program.
Why is that? This would seem like a major program for a State Department to take on.
They say that they can do this more efficiently, so they can do this at a lower cost and more quickly than the current administrator, which is the Army Corps of Engineers. And they also want to align all of their Clean Water Act programs. So the Department of Environmental Quality currently oversees, I think, most of the Clean Water Act programs in the state, but not this one.
Okay. Is there anything to indicate that what they're saying is accurate, that they could do it in a more efficient way, let's say?
They claim that that if you look at permitting in general, they are able to cut down wait times and they are able to cut down costs. So their claims are based on previous years and past history of reducing wait times for permitting.
I know that Sandy Barr from the Sierra Club has a strong opinion about this. What are environmental groups generally saying in response?
So environmentalists are pretty much against this. In July, a number of environmental groups, including Sandy Barr's Sierra Club, signed a letter to the Department of Environmental Quality, saying that they would prefer that the program stay under the Army Corps of Engineers. And they said this because, for a number of reasons. One is that they were concerned that Arizona can't manage the program to the same extent that the Army Corps of Engineers can. They're concerned that it won't be able to conduct as stringent a review for each proposal as the current program does. And they're concerned about costs as well.
Okay. I was wondering whether there was a budgetary concern from environmentalists or the thought that Arizona just doesn't have enough qualified people to handle it.
They definitely have a budgetary concern. One of the things that they've been most vocal about is that the way the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality wants to run this program is by taking fees for permits. And so the concern is that if the department is accepting fees, is making its money through fees, then it will have an incentive to give out these permits instead of denying them, even maybe in cases where they should be denying them. Another concern that critics have raised is that the ADEQ is sort of operating on this assumption that it will take over this program when it's not guaranteed. And so what some of these critics are pushing for, or you know, what they would prefer to see, is that the ADEQ operate as if it's looking at whether or not to take control of the program and not just pushing forward with a blueprint for how it would implement that.
So from your reporting, do you know, have other states tried something similar to this?
Yeah. So this is interesting. There's only two states that have managed to take over this program, Michigan in the mid-80s and New Jersey in the mid-90s.
That long ago. Okay.
And the Trump administration says that since the beginning of its administration, 15 states have reached out, roughly 15 states have reached out trying to do this. But I think it sort of speaks to the complications of taking over a program like this, that only two states have managed to do it successfully. The other thing is that Michigan in 2009 actually looked at giving the program back to the feds because of cost concerns, and that ultimately it didn't happen.
Okay. What is the next step, and what sort of timeline would there be for this? Because we wouldn't expect it to be real quick, right?
It depends on who you ask. For the state, it is a very tight timeline. When I interviewed Trevor Baggiore for my piece, he's the director of the Water Quality Division at ADEQ. Mm-hmm. He said it was a very aggressive timeline. the state is looking at submitting a proposal to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, by the summer of 2020. So that might seem far away, but there is a lot of work that the state has to do to show the EPA that it can handle this, it can review these permits with the same degree of scrutiny that a federal agency would, or that the Army Corps of Engineers currently does. And even though May or the summer of 2020 seems far away, there are also intermediate deadlines that working groups who are putting together this whole roadmap have to meet. And some of the people that I've spoken with about that are concerned that they will not be able to meet those deadlines, or that they won't be able to do the work that they have to do ahead of the deadlines at the quality that they would like to do it.
Elizabeth Whitman with the Phoenix New Times, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.